Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So let's talk about Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Your favorite company outside of Apple. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's sudden AI dominance is changing Silicon Valley's power structure.
Yeah.
What are 2 big lessons to take away from this, and how can we apply it to the companies we invest in? So we know Microsoft has some ownership in ChatGPT.
Yeah, 49%, I believe.
So, what's the deal?
One, I want to make an index of CEOs that are silent, that are making more than $200-300 million a year, because I think there's a higher return on investment amongst the CEOs that are quiet versus the ones that are in press, on Twitter, on social media all the time. Meanwhile, when Apple stole the consumer landscape by a landslide, they changed the face of Silicon Valley over the last 5 years by, like, arguably, ChatGPT and OpenAI is the most important company since probably the internet, and they own 49% of it. That's what, even in 2020, I'm like, the companies with the biggest bag are going to wait with capital on the side and wait to deploy it to the right thing. And this is the greatest grab of all time. Like, if you can combine Kareem, Jordan, LeBron into one player, ChatGPT is that.
Yeah, we put out a top 5 acquisitions.
Of all, like, a steal. And meanwhile, no one was upset. It's quiet. Bernie Sanders did not get upset and say, hey, let's take them to Congress and say that. Like, how are they trying to block the Activision deal, but they let this deal go through? You worried about some damn games and they stole the next internet engine? Great. Go ahead, block Activision. Let me have this part of the digital world. Now, everyone who's just raising capital, you're trying to raise more capital to compete against the thing that Microsoft owns, and the CEO is being completely quiet.
Here's a question. So this is true, because it did happen kind of quietly. Yes. Nobody was up in arms. How much of it do you think was because of a lack of awareness of what AI actually is from the people in government?
Nah, they know.
The
government gets briefed. Like, they have. There's a reason why all those senators sold their stocks. 2 months before Corona went crazy. They get briefings that general public are not privy to. Mm-hmm. So they've been educated on artificial intelligence for years.
Eons ago.
Yeah. So they're extremely aware of artificial intelligence. They know a lot more about artificial intelligence than we know. They probably know a lot more than even a lot of business heads know. So definitely they're educated on it. Yeah, 1,000%.
I think most people didn't think that this company and this product would be this powerful. Because everyone had AI iterations in 2016. Even when 3D printing became like a big thing, there were some talks of using 3D printing with AI. Matterport has like mapped out all the landscapes of hotels and buildings and stuff like that. And there was supposed to be some AI push there. And most of the AI projects floundered or flopped. And then Phoenix came rising and they grabbed the right one. And I think it's the steal of the year. And number two, the point behind that is like to stay extremely focused on to the next thing that is going to have the greatest impact on the world.
All right. I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question. I know you guys are going to say that, but here's the follow-up to it. On top of awareness is understanding use case.
Yep.
Right? So do you think they understood the level of use case? Because you government. Figure at, well, government politicians, you figure after they signed a deal with Microsoft, then they get called, right? So you look at the CEO of OpenAI, now he's having a congressional hearing. That hadn't happened 6 months, 12 months prior to that moment.
Happened.
Right? So I'm looking at the timing of the two. Once they realize, okay, we understand what it is, and like you said, they do get briefed, but how often are they paying attention to everything? I mean, you get briefed on a lot of things, right? But you may not understand the severity or the level of importance, and maybe they do when it's...
I don't think anyone knew how important it was, probably with the exception of Sam and probably Elon.
But I don't know because, like I said...
Come on, let's talk.
Like I said...
I want your opinions on this.
Once I started using it, that's why I said 2 weeks ago, I said, this thing is big. It's going to change the world.
Please use it.
And when we was in Davos, nobody was talking about crypto. Everybody was talking about ChatGPT and everybody was talking about artificial intelligence. They were talking about having artificial intelligence on a board of a corporation. Every single person was talking about artificial intelligence. These are the leaders of the free world. These are the most powerful people in the world. So I think that they might not have known that ChatGPT, because like you said, there's a lot of different artificial intelligence. Even now, there's a lot of different art. It's like a lot of social media apps. Nobody knew when Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion.
No one knew.
They were like, it had no revenue. People thought it was a bad idea. When Google brought YouTube for how much? 800 million, something like that?
It was 1.7 billion, something like that.
Okay. But whatever they got it for.
Forget about what it's worth
now. Nobody had the foresight, because it would have been a bidding war. Like, if people knew the value of Instagram, Facebook wouldn't have gotten it for a billion.
Right.
So, but they still understood social media. They just didn't know, like, that was going to be the one product.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
I think everybody understands the power of artificial intelligence. They might not have known that ChatGPT was going to just, you know, revolutionize the whole thing. That's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to predict that. Yeah. Like, it's like we know that basketball is here to stay.
Yeah.
We might not know that Giannis is going to be who he is. Yeah. We didn't know Steph Curry or he would have been the number one draft pick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say, right? Like, I'm aware of it, but I'm not aware of the use cases.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think
the actual capabilities. We're not looking like, oh, a ChatGPT can do this. Now, Sam Altman, you need to come sit in front of us and explain this.
Because there's a lot of things. ChatGPT is probably not even the most efficient app. There's probably apps that actually work better. Mm-hmm. It's not always about the best. Sometimes it's marketing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just awareness. It just catches up. It's like it's a variety of different things that happen in business to make something popular.
Yeah.
Not always the best talent doesn't always, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what made ChatGPT hit its stride. I think it was a combination of a variety of different things, but.
Like going back
I think the big thing that hits the stride is Microsoft's acquisition.
Before Microsoft, it had a buzz.
After.
It's like Drake, it's like 50 Cent. 50 Cent had a buzz in the street before he signed,
Eminem
and now they just put him on steroids. But he was already bubbling in the street. Like ChatGPT was already an underground cult.
Think of it like this. I love Sam. Like, let's talk about Sam's history. Another quiet killer. Elon provides some funding to it. So you have another great CEO there. Their board is
early on. So he saw it.
Yes.
Right.
Now, Sam is responsible in part for allowing startups to get funding. He's seeing all the best ideas in the world. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT kind of became an amalgamation, a best of those. So now you have some of the best entrepreneurs funding, being behind it, and then you're skating to what is next. The next breakthrough was, okay, we have tools to do the task, but we don't have a tool to do the task for us. Mm-hmm. That's clearly like with DoorDash and all the delivery systems, we're trying to get closer to that Jetsons thing. They're the first company to actually do it. But yeah, the insight, like if I got a chance to see 400,000 or 500,000 traders make mistakes, it would give me an edge in the market. He got a chance to see all the biggest mistakes and biggest successes of the last 10, 15 years and say, this is the gap that is missing.
Yeah.
Let me fill it. And the key was, well, no one's going to get the technology to work. And guess what? They got the technology to work. And now it's like everybody in the world has to adjust.
And now they have funding.
Yes. The biggest funding of all time. Even let's look at Expedia. If we say we want to go from here to New York, we may have a conversation back and forth with us, AB. Imagine if we can just go on Expedia and say, and they book everything for us with the shortest flights, best stay, best travel. How much more will we be on that site? That's what they're literally doing now. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, like, going back to Meta, Facebook, they stole Instagram for $1 billion. If ChatGPT continues on this ride, and they don't have any misses over the next 4 years, and we haven't even got into acquisitions, they could be 4 or 5 times bigger than Meta.
Yeah.
That's scary to think
about. Who could be bigger than Meta?
OpenAI.
In what regard?
In terms of market cap.
I'm just saying how. Like, what's because?
Because with social media, like, great acquisition, and that, like, Mark Zuckerberg right now, same with Eli. Focus as ever. Like, I'm in a little broadcast channel.
It's a return.
He is cooking.
A return.
But if we're automating all these tasks, imagine if they made a ChatGPT on the enterprise side just for software, just for healthcare, for automotive, and they have all these derivatives. Now you have to pay a license for them. And what if they get an override on some of the productivity increases? Like, there's a lot that they can do to end up being the most dominant company of this generation. And I said at InvestFest last year, like, there's usually one company that dominates a generation. This probably will be it. And Microsoft was in early, like, hey, bro.
You work with us. Yeah, it doesn't have any sector exclusivity.
At all. And they have the funding. Like, if you make a competitor to them right now, where are you going to get the funding from the chips? Your only alternative for Google now has BART.
Acquire you.
And because of Congress not allowing any companies to have any really big acquisitions, all the big players now have to build that thing inside of their own company. Mm-hmm. So if you build a company up in 4 or 5 years, they can't buy you out for $50 billion anymore.
It's going to take time.
I look at ChatGPT as more comparable to Google than Meta, because Meta is a social app, whether it's Facebook or whether it's mm-hmm. Instagram, where people communicate with each other and marketers go on and sell products within that nature. But, like, you know how Google is pretty much in everything. Like, yeah. It's in your phone.
Yeah, I'm just comparing, like, the speed of growth, not the...
Okay, yeah. But I feel like that ChatGPT is going to be, like, integrated in a variety of different things. Like, it's integrated in the Mercedes Benz. It'll be integrated in cars soon.
Yeah.
It'll be integrated probably in everybody's phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At some, like, it's an optional app at this point, but now pretty soon it'll be just, like, part of your actual phone.
Be in your home.
It'll be implemented in, you know, the healthcare system. And so it'll just be infused with day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. It'll be interesting to see how Microsoft as a company. And it'll see, you know, like I said, there are competitors, BART.
BART is
right. So we'll see if, you know, MySpace didn't last. So just first to market.
Todd got away with a win, though.
Yeah, for sure. Todd Legend. Where's Todd?
That's what I'm saying. Did anybody ever find him?
Leisure has been earned.
He earned his leisure?
Todd Legend.
Oh, the ChatGPT thing is interesting. I saw somebody, I think it might have been on, like, Good Morning America or something, and it was like, create a recipe with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And they were like, take the things out of my cabinet, and they just said it. And it became like 4 different recipes from the things that you just randomly put. Yeah. So, like, think about what that does when you're in your home. Like, yo, you're in your car, tell them, like, yo, this is what I got. By the time you get to the crib, these are the things you can make with it.
So in a fantasy football world where This is just a hypothetical question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
How much can Microsoft really benefit? Let's say ChatGPT goes crazy and becomes as big as Google, and like does it in an alternative reality, does this have an opportunity to make Microsoft bigger than Apple?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if Tim, when he eventually retires, because I think he'll do glasses, because even like the Vision is an extension of Steve Jobs's iPhone Vision. He talked about it at the 2007 conference with Walter Isaacson, I believe. Well, he was in a red chair when him and Gates had that conversation. But so I think Tim, if he does something in car and healthcare, he'll probably ride off into the sunset in about 10 years. Mm-hmm. But as a result, this could, and honestly, Microsoft is just really taking back the pole position it shouldn't have from all the years that Ballmer messed up. There would be no Apple and all, like when people are like, oh, you're biased. I'm like, no. Historically, from the time I was, my grandmother, God rest her soul, my grandma Rose had an Apple II. Like 1994, I was writing all Johnny Blaze Method Man lyrics from Tical in that computer, right? Tical. And then after that, I was all Windows. I think for me, I always liked Windows a lot more, so I'm not biased, but Ballmer almost destroyed that company. You had 10 years of no growth and no innovation. So now with a better CEO, they're really just catching up to where, like imagine if Satya had been the CEO since Gates left in 2000, where would they be? There would be no Apple. It'll be over with. So, but invest in the top two, Apple and Microsoft, VOO and VTI on the Vanguard side for the indexes. But yeah, this can definitely have a huge, and it saves Microsoft's next 10, 15 year plan.
All right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.